Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riff. And once again, this is Delaware's only show exposing the truth for what it is and exactly how it is. Like I always state, I want to make sure I let you know that I'm not a lawyer, nor do I give legal advice. These are my personal experiences that I share with you in hopes of inspiring others to stand up and fight for what's right. Let's see. Yesterday, I talked briefly on a couple different topics. I talked to you about pretty much everything that is transpiring within my life right now when it comes to the legal system and the government, because Delaware is full of corruption. I mean, even when I called the Department of Justice, I mean, the lady who answered the phone, she said the same thing. Everywhere is corrupt. And that's a shame. This is the world that we're living in, a corrupt world. I mean, we already know that because look what you see on the TV every time you turn on the news. There's always some corruption going on. Biggest corruption of them all that's going on now is the presidential race, the presidential race. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Never, ever. But let's just jump straight into it tonight. Now, it was an article that I read back in 2014 pertaining to family court. Now, it was a man named Brendan Bushy that retired from working in family court, pretty much doing liaison work. Now, the title says, Family Court Should Put Children First. Now, as you can see, they, like I said, like the newspapers, they refused to put my story in the papers. They didn't want anything because they had to deal with political people. But it should not be. I mean, everybody else gets to express themselves. But that's neither here nor there. I'm still going to work on it because, I mean, the citizens of Delaware, and not even just the citizens of Delaware, Pennsylvania, everywhere, they need to know. Definitely need to know what goes on down here in Delaware, period. But this article briefly touches on open court for the public to know what's going on within the cases, and because all the cases right now, they're closed doors. You can't have nobody in to listen in on your case or anything like that. And that's how most people get messed up in these cases, because they don't know their rights and they don't know the law. And then, I mean, they end up taking a deal that messes them up or whatever. But this one pretty much touches on family court is not for the children. They're for their own gain. And, I mean, they talk about it says, who always gains in family court proceedings? It says the judges, the lawyers, the therapists, and the advocates always come away with a financial benefit. And it says you can't say the same for the children, which is true. That's so true. I mean, even with my own personal experiences in family court, you would think they would want to help the child in order for them to live a comfortable life and be able to have the things that they need. No, not at all. I mean, just even this week, I just got child support checks for $2.03, $1.33. I mean, I say it over and over again, and then you get the fathers when they say, oh, well, just take it out the child support check. You know how much you pay now, so how can you take it out the child support check? You got to be careful who you connect yourself with. Definitely be careful, people. Even the young ones, the youth out there, I mean, shoosh, times out there now is rough. So you definitely have to be cautious of who you connect yourself with. Now, as I stated yesterday, I have a 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter. She's been beaten. She's been raped. She's seen an officer get shot. She's seen a girl get shot in the head, PA. She She came back. She was missing. She had ran away from the Governor Perry Shelter Group Home. She was placed there by her father, his family, the Harris family, and her father. They kicked her out back in July. And she's been through a rough period. She's been through a rough period, but at the same time, certain decisions that she did was on her own. You know, these kids nowadays, it's rough out there. But right now, definitely trying to fight for what's right. Got to fight for what's right, especially when it comes to violating rights for them now. And that's exactly what's been going on in Delaware, Dover, Delaware. You have Governor Jack Markell, this is his last term, and he's on his way out. But at the same time, he needs to be held responsible for what transpired to my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter. First of all, she received a voter's registration card. She's only 14, and she received a voter's registration card. Now, I spoke with Ms. Manlove, who is the state elections commissioner. We spoke on November 3rd, 2016, in reference to my daughter Mia's voter's registration card that she obtained once she was placed in the state's custody, after being placed in the state's custody registration card. Mia, that lets you know the system is rigged. The system is rigged. I mean, how did a 14-year-old get a voter's registration card? Anyway, Ms. Manlove, she is turning the case over to the Attorney General's office to find out exactly why she has a voter's registration card. Now, Ms. Manlove did fill me in and let me know that the card originated in Pennsylvania. It was signed for, created. Now, she stated that it's two people who could have signed for it, Gretchen Gilchrist is my former attorney people, or her father. So we still have to find out. I will keep you posted and updated on that situation. But just to let you know, you never know. Like I told you, she said she turned it over to the Attorney General's office, and I stated to her, well, maybe they might want to investigate all these state facilities, because you never know. These kids might have voter registration cards. Now, I received an email from the governor's chief of staff, Ms. Fino. Ms. Fino. This is a bold lady. That's all I can say. Very, very bold. She wrote me an email pertaining to my daughter, stating that she was okay and that she wanted to answer all my questions. Okay. I've been writing to these people since August. We're in November. I haven't gotten anywhere. I'm still airing them out. I mean, I had to take drastic measures to air them out because they were not listening to me. I still have not been heard. I have not been heard from the governor. He has not responded to any of my complaints, any of my papers, any of my messages, nothing. As well as John Carney, Senator Coons. I've been in contact with Drew Slater. Now, you know, people, this is voting time. This is election time. So we have to be very cautious of who we're voting for, and the last thing we want is the same thing in power. Because we have to understand, when you're a governor, they pretty much can do whatever they want. It's not whatever they want, because nobody's above the law. Let me rephrase that. That's one thing: no one is above the law, even though they might act like it sometimes. Mm-mm. But in order for a change to come about, we definitely need to change who we're voting for. Why vote, keep voting for the same person, put the same person back in office? We don't need that. It's not helping. He's not The man's not doing nothing. You got to give people a chance. I'd rather sit there and vote for Colin Bonney than John Carney. So the ones that are listening, please tell someone, tell anyone, do not vote for John Carney. Why? We don't want him. No, we don't want him. Vote for Colin Bonney. Vote for a change. Now, that's a change because it is. It's not the same person. See what he does, or if he doesn't do anything, then we're not so upset. But we have John Carney, we already know what we're going to get.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. Senator Coons. That one right there, Senator Coons. What to say about him? He's never in his office, can't get a hold of him. It's like the governor and Senator Coons. You can't get a hold of them at all whatsoever. All these people that are in these high, these top offices, you can't even speak to them. Jeffrey Bullock, he's the Secretary of State. Can't get a hold of him. Senator Coons can't get a hold of him. And Governor Markell, but you surely can't get a hold of him. It's just, what's the purpose of them being in office? Seriously. You hear the slogans when voting time comes around. Oh, vote for me. Vote for a change. I'll be your voice. I'll help you. Those are lies. Please don't get sucked into the commercials. Don't get sucked into the lies. Those are lies. Speaking of lies, Drew Slater is a bold state liar, and that is John Carney's legal assistant. His legal assistant. This man, John Carney is supposed to be our congressman. He could have assisted us. When I say us, I mean myself and Ms. Gilchrist's other client, Ms. Doe. She's been on our show speaking before. Now, she could have definitely... He could have definitely done something, and he did nothing whatsoever. And Abby, that works in the government office, she is the one who let myself and Ms. Doe know that. Well, let me tell you, Drew's a liar. He's pretty much a liar, and he could have done something because of John Carney. He's our congressman. He could have did what he did was try to put it off on the governor. That's what he did. He's like, look. John Carney it seems like John Carney is guaranteed for this governor's position, and he didn't want to get his hands dirty. But either way, if he does go into office and things do change over, he's still going to have his hands dirty because then he's coming into a problem. Either way, it doesn't matter because I'm going to find out how to press charges or. File charges against Governor Markell. He needs to be held responsible, just like the police, just like the police in Wilmington and Newcastle County State. These are his streets. He knows what goes on in his streets. It's nothing that he does not know. So easily, why not? He has so many different people reporting to him about what's going on. Hey, you can't know. I don't know. That's the thing that though. You would think they would be out there doing a job. They're out there being smart. And I definitely want to let you know that, Governor Markell, senators, well, the 14 other senators, they kept into the evidence about Ms. Gilchrist after October 13th, only because we were not aware, when I say we, myself and Ms. Gilchrist's other client, we were not aware that they were voting on her confirmation as well. So, Ms. Patricia Blevins, it has to be a way for her to be brought up on some type of charges for the simple fact that she withheld information. I'm still researching that, so if anyone out there that does know
if you have any type of legal background or you're a lawyer or something, or you just know, please call in at 1-559. Once again, that's 323-642-1559. I would so greatly appreciate it. Like I say, I am not a lawyer. I don't give legal advice, so I'm all ears and all open for, you know, your comments, your questions, if you have any, and even guide me in the right direction. We all need help now. And this is my way of trying to, you know, let the people know about Delaware and what's been going on. It's just too much. Terry Shelter Group Home is located in Wilmington, Delaware. And they definitely need to open up an investigation against them. But I definitely want to tell you about the senators with this, because I definitely need that help with finding that information with the governor to see if he can be brought up on charges. Patricia Blevin, to see if she can be brought up on charges for withholding evidence that definitely could have enlightened the 14 other senators of her conduct, of Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist's conduct as an attorney. That could have definitely swung the vote in a different route. They were aware of it beforehand, which they should have, because they were voting, so it has to be some type of law. There's no way Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist should have had that confirmation confirmed. It should have been not confirmed. And Senator Ennis, which is the Smyrna district, he is my senator, and Senator Brian Bushweller is Dover's district. Ms. Gilchrist's other client, senator as well, in the Smyrna district. My thing is, I mean, he didn't vote, but his vote pretty much did count. No. It didn't even count because, he was only one for all those, it's a total of 21 senators that's in the House of Senate. And it did show, it's rough trying to get some type of assistance and help, because people just don't want to speak up nowadays. They, especially when it comes to their jobs, they want to make sure they keep their jobs, and they just going along with the flow and don't want to speak up. And this is why we're not going to have a change until people start saying, okay, look, I'm going to do the right, let me just do the right thing. I'd rather do the right thing and get them and expose it for what it is. Even with this show, I still can't get callers to speak up, to speak, or lawyers are not speaking up, I see. I mean, I see the dashboard is lit up. I thank the callers for tuning in. It's greatly appreciated. But if you have a question or comment, I'm going to go through the lines, each one of the lines, and just see if you have a question or comment. And hopefully you have something that you will be able to share with us. So, as I go through the lines, just bear with me, please. Thank you. Yeah, we have a situation that is definitely going on at Stanley Court, which is called the conflict of interest between my former attorney, Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist, who is the commissioner at Stanley Court in King County. And Dwayne Harris I, who is a bailiff at the same court, King County. Stanley Court, King County. Ms. Gilchrist represented me in a case against my ex-husband, which is Mr. Harris's son. Now, that right there is a conflict right there. So I'm trying to find out what they're going to do about that one. Melissa Ziegler, which is the director of operations, she already knows what's going on for her on the 3rd of November. But my thing is, I'm trying to find out. Mr. Harris he has, I mean, I made a statement in my documentation back in 2015 when I filed my paperwork at the court, and it stated that Mr. Harris, the first, which is the bailiff at family court, has pornography in his basement that my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter, Mia, was exposed to. Nobody did anything. He still works at family court, which I don't know why, because I wouldn't want him working at family court anymore if I found out he exposed his own granddaughter. The man has 7 grandchildren total, 6 girls and 1 boy. Why? I mean, you know I know because I was married to his son, but not even that. Like I said, I myself first seen it when I was 16 at the same household. Why would you leave a TV on, kid unsupervised like that, especially when we were younger? It was how I know they need to do some type of investigation because conflict of interest, number one, and number two, that means he's right, something wrong. Something is definitely wrong. Now, we're supposed to have a guest speaker, as I've stated throughout the week today. I've been waiting for her to call in. I haven't seen her call in as yet, and I'm hoping that she will call in afternoon, and I'm hopefully praying everything's okay. I've been trying to text her and call her on my other line since we're wife up on the ear, so just bear with me. And I'm hoping that she calls in because, I mean, you got to hear what she's doing. That's why I said you never know what people are going through. You just never know. And she's willing to share, so that was a blessing for her to share it with us. Hopefully it doesn't happen to no one else, you know what I mean? But it's not just in the government, in the court that corruption is going on. It's going on pretty much everywhere. And this young lady, hers is pretty much going on within her child's school. So there's always corruption some type of where. You just never know. I'll say I give her 10 more minutes, then I'm just going to scratch her out, unfortunately, because, we set a date. My whole thing is we set a date, said she was going to come on, and she's not on. I mean, that makes me look bad. Pretty much, because that just shows you. That's why we say you can't depend on people. That's number one. Definitely can't, but I'm just hoping that everything's okay. I'm trying to figure out. These people, these politicians, they're just covering up for Ms. Gilchrist. They, to be honest, they don't want to put their job in jeopardy for. I don't think they want to put their job in jeopardy for Ms. Gilchrist, but I don't know. It's the way how they've been doing things. It's been real crazy, real crazy. Now, like I stated, Governor Markell will not be our governor no longer. Not even that. My whole thing is you have a commissioner that's in State Kent County Family Court that they want to rule over people's lives, and she jacked up my life. She jacked up, her other client's life, Ms. Bill's life. How can you have this woman ruling over people and you have, people with evidence, you have clients with evidence coming forth to let you know, okay, look, this is what she does, this is what she did, especially Ms. Bill's. The paperwork is ridiculously crazy. You got errors on top of errors, and the worst is the billing errors. I'm not going to say this. Yes, because that's how money that she has to spend. That would hurt anybody. You spent all that money, and then she has her out of her money like over $6,000. Man, that's not right. That woman signed a contract to do what she had to do in her case, and she failed to do so. She needs to be held responsible. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. She needs to be held responsible, and the judges, the governor, they all covered up for her. All three bodies. The judge Millman down in Sussex County, at Sussex County Family Court, the judge, because they put it on the paperwork that she participated in the case, but even though it's false, she participated in the side there. Participated in the case, they put on my court paperwork. It should have said no show, no call. They know she didn't call in. They had to call her because the judge addressed me in the courtroom and asked me where was my attorney, and I told them she should be on her way. She's on her way. I said she's on her way. But the simple fact is, the last that I talked to her, when I talked to her that morning, she didn't say she was not coming. She didn't say anything to me. We talked about the case. I told her I was going to make sure I brought my paperwork. I made sure I made an extra copy for her, because every time she comes to court, that woman empty-handed. I don't know how she empty-handed. She didn't show up for court. She ended up not showing up for court. The judge had to say, well, let's get on the phone. It's just nothing. And then this is who they want to put as commissioner? The only reason she did that is because she knew she had her commissioner's position locked in, because she had already been nominated. It ran in the paper, the newspaper. I was just like, wow. And this is the same woman who gave me bad legal advice and made me move my daughter to the system because of her bad advice. This is supposed to be her expertise. Then write me a letter talking about she does DFS but doesn't do DFS in Sussex County. Woman, when I came to her, my case was already in Sussex County. This doesn't make any sense. And not even that. It's the same. It's not, even though it's in Sussex County, they're not from Sussex County. They're from Dover, so it should not make a difference. That was just stupid. What she said, just stupid. Because they come from Dover to go to Sussex County. So, hello. Just like I did. I'm just frustrated with this whole situation. I don't know. They just, the governor, the House, the Senate, they all just turned a blind eye. I mean, especially after they seen Ms. Doza. That was a lot of errors. Billing errors, document errors. I mean, how can you put the wrong Social Security number on documents and file it in court over and over and over again? And your client has to tell you it's the wrong Security number over and still do it? Mm-mm. She's not qualified to be a commissioner. She jacked up people's money. She jacked up people's cases. She is not qualified whatsoever. I just need y'all to know that beforehand. If you get her, when you go in court, you'll know. Excuse me, can I get another commissioner, please? And not even that. I mean, I know I'm going to have a conflict of interest with her. And not even that. Because I don't foresee her being there very long, to be honest. Because all of this is not enough. The woman is not qualified to be a commissioner. And I'm going to make sure I keep pushing it so they can see the evidence, so the people can see the evidence, so they can know something has to be done. Mm-mm. I mean, they allowed Governor Jack Markell in the House of Senate allow her to drop all her clients that, like, they were nothing. Just drop them. The ones in Pennsylvania, they probably don't even know what to call. They probably don't know. For the ones out in Pennsylvania and anywhere else that Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist was your attorney and you had bad experiences, please call me. Call in 323-645-1559, or you can email me at mcassociates, with the S over N, the number 4, ALLR@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you, and if you're looking for her, Jocelyn Kinney, let me know. Definitely know where she's at. There's no support for people like us. The senators nor governor or their staff don't care. Neither do the court system. Nobody cares. They just look at us like we're pretty much crazy for what we're doing. I mean, nobody cares. Not the senators, the governors, their staff, or the court system. I mean, they pretty much think that we're crazy. They really do. Very disheartening to even hear that, just to even see how they treat people. Because something with all this evidence against Ms. Gilchrist, there's no way she should be a commissioner. The woman is not qualified, period. She's not qualified. But for the system to just fail us like this, I mean, the system truly, truly did fail. It was no justice. It was just a straight up slap in the face. Because that woman is wrong, as wrong can be. And Governor Jack Markell, the senators, the court, the staff, they're all wrong. They turn a blind eye to the truth. And that's what it is. They turn a blind eye to the truth. That's why I said I'm exposing Delaware's truth. Exposing Delaware's truth. Because what they did is wrong. And you would never know if I don't speak up about it. So that's my main mission, is speak up. And hopefully we got to start speaking up for yourself. Okay, so nobody else is going to speak up for you the way you want for you. And sometimes it takes to stand alone, because when you're trying to do stuff like this, people don't want to be around you. They don't want to be around anybody that's sitting there fighting the government, pretty much. They know how the government is. The government, they play dirty and nasty when she starts messing with them. So that's all right. Can't be no fucking guys on me. That's all I know. So got to keep doing what's right. As long as y'all know.
As long as you know, that's all that matters.
I can't believe the man lied like that the way he did. And then we have this John Carney, who's running for election. You know, we looked at. Like, the election is on the 8th. So we only got a couple more days until election time. Trying to make some noise. I've been trying to make some noise through that Tuesday. But I mean, the newspaper, they don't want to do anything. They just turn me away. They play me. They did me so dirty. They, early in the morning, about 5 to go catch the news editor, which I was told by the front desk clerk, Mr. Tom, that it was that he would be there like 6 in the morning. But he showed up late. He showed up late. And not Jim West, what's his name? Andy, I'm mixing him up. He's the Delaware State newspaper, which is Andy West. I met with both of these editors. Now, Jim Lee, he told me how to chop it down because it was going to be too big, and he went over the paper, and I asked him, can he email me or call me once he finished reading and going through it. Don't you know I never heard from the man before? I didn't hear from him. Haven't heard from him. But he got my paper. I never heard from him. They don't want to speak out about the governor. They definitely don't want to speak out about the governor. All right. Now, I'm going to read. Well, I see that the young lady, she texted me. So my apologies for my brief silence, because I was reading her text. And unfortunately, she had a situation. I'm not going to say what she told me, but she had a situation. So, like I stated, you never know what's going on in someone else's life. I just pray she's listening, and you just take it easy and do what you got to do. At the end of the day, I'm a mother first before anything else. So, I know how it is. And I know sometimes you got to do what you got to do when it comes to your children. I just hope that she can tune in, because I definitely want you to hear her story, because it's the best how these fools, they try to mess over your children. So, I will tune in tomorrow. Y'all tune in tomorrow, same time, 6:30. And I appreciate all the listeners, that listened this evening. Thanks again, and God bless, and talk to you tomorrow.